Okay.
Hello.
Hi, Remy Maxwell from Jack FM in Minneapolis, calling for Howard Jones.
Yes, hi there. Hi, it's me.
Howard, how are you, man?
Yeah, I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing good. Where are you, might I ask?
We're in Denver at the moment.
Oh, okay. Denver, gotcha. Well, it's an honor. It's quite an honor to have you on the radio with me, man. I've been a fan for years, and you just happen to be. There's a reason why I got you on the phone. You're headlining our Retro Futura show coming up August 17th at the State Theater.
Yes, that's fantastic. Yeah, I'm really, really, really looking forward. We're having a great time on the tour. Amazing.
Quite the lineup, too. It's an amazing bill. You got you, of course, Men Without Hats, Modern English, The English Beat, Paul Young, and Katrina of the Waves. Wow.
Yes. That's right. Yeah, it's a lot of great music packed into a short space.
Yeah, I would imagine, man. I mean, how long is each artist playing about? I know you're headlining, but what about everybody else?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, it sort of varies, you know.
Okay.
I mean, yeah. And also, you know, I mean, sometimes we're doing 4-hour shows, sometimes we're doing 3. So
I got you.
So it kind of varies every night a bit. Yeah.
So you had 10 top 40 singles in a relatively short period of time, 3-year stretch, including 6 that reached the top 10. Your 1984 Humans Lib album went to number 1, but to me, it was your bright red mohawk that I will always remember. That thing ruled, seriously.
Well, yes, the sort of Dream Interaction era, really, wasn't it? The big hair.
It was, man. I mean, out of all your many accolades and achievements, you're probably thinking, this guy just reduced me to a haircut. But that's not where I'm coming from, I swear.
Well, it's the whole package, isn't it?
It is, really. I mean, a seriously big fan. You've been described as one of the defining figures of mid-80s synth pop. And you played Live Aid. Not everyone can say something like that, of course. Do you have any vivid memories still of that amazing, at the time, the biggest show ever?
Well, it was, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't know where to start, really. I've got, a sort of whole 24 hours of stories. But, I met David Bowie that day. I met Paul McCartney and Linda McCartney, and hung out with Queen and met Princess Diana and Charles. It was just that's just a few things. Also I played a song, I played Hide and Seek at the piano, so that was amazing.
Wow,
experience. Man. Like, you know, the audience was like so behind me, you know, especially when I get to the chorus. I'm so pleased I was involved in that. It felt like a real piece of history, you know.
Most definitely. Around that time, that was 1985, your second album broke big, A Dream Into Action, which contained your huge hits No One Is to Blame and Things Can Only Get Better. We play the hell out of them on Jack FM.
And, oh, great. Well, thanks.
Did you later record that, the first one, No One Is to Blame, with Phil Collins on drums?
Yes, that's right. We, I'd originally done the song on Dream Interaction, but I thought it could be a more of a sort of radio friendly version that we could do, you know. Because I thought, I'd worked with Phil on the, you know, Princess Trust thing and things, so I knew him, and he really liked the song, and he had a bit of time in between some Genesis recording he was doing, so we did it in 2 weekends, and it was a piece of magic, really. It really worked. The idea worked, and. Everyone in America seems to know that song, which I'm so pleased about. Well, I mean, they don't necessarily know it's me, but they know the song.
They know the song, of course. Yeah, it's a great song. Yeah. It really is. I mean, you've had quite the consistent career since 82, which is a feat unto itself in this day and age with the death of record companies. I mean, your last record was Engage from 2015.
Yeah.
You toured with Bare Naked Ladies last year. And you're still, you know, consistently doing it today on Retro Futura, which we're going to have here.
Yeah, I mean, I it's just what I love doing, you know, and I still feel very motivated to be out there and playing, because I feel I'm still learning stuff and still getting better at what I do. And
wow.
I keep wanting to try new things, and, you know, what I'd really like to do is to, somebody just come in. What was I saying there?
You said you were continuing on in your career and still learning things.
Yeah.
That's what you're looking forward to.
Yeah, that's right. You know, obviously, I realize I've got, you know, those those 10 songs you're talking about, sure. that classic material, but I want to keep rejuvenating it and really, you know, bring it into our time, mm-hmm. as well as doing all the new things that I'm writing and sort of bringing that in. So I've got my work cut out with that, and I think that people just love going to shows these days now and hearing music that they really know and they love.
Right, right. It's part of their soundtrack of their lives, yeah. really.
That's right. And it's a real pleasure to do that. You know, it's a very enjoyable thing to make people happy and get them going at a gig. Right.
Well, congratulations on all your success, Howard. I mean, we're looking forward to seeing you, Retro Future, Howard Jones on the radio with me at Jack FM, August 17 at the State Theater, downtown Minneapolis. And I appreciate your time on the phone with me today.
Well, thanks very much, Ray. Thanks very much for doing the interview and great to talk with you.
You're looking forward to seeing you, Howard. Thank you. Great talking to you.
Okay. Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Cheers, man. Bye. Cheers. Bye. Cheers.